Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Well, well, well. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
You are listening to episode 715, where we record from
Rogers Park in Chicago.
You're getting really good at this.
Oh,
there's a couple
you.
Things I've noticed.
Okay.
Really good at introduction. Maybe one day you'll get to do the whole thing when you graduate, right?
Okay.
The second thing is you've been tweeting so much.
I know.
You're so good at that.
It's
you're a
thrilling.
Retweeter. You're a liker. People love you. So it's going awesome so far.
So far, so good. Tweeting freaks me out a little bit, though.
Why? It's the same thing as Facebook.
No,
I think your
I
Facebook
know.
Posts are hilarious. So if any of them are under 130 characters, copy and paste that shit
okay,
to the Foul Monkeys ones.
Yeah, no, I tend to be a little bit verbose. I tend to like kind of you know be
you type a little more you need more than 130 characters.
I do I have a lot to say.
I don't know if you want listeners, but I think you have some listeners following you. Maybe
I
maybe,
do,
or some of them have stalked you and found you on Facebook.
Right I
which
honestly
makes you feel good. I'm sure
it's
right?
nice. I used to have a rule that I would only be Facebook friends with people that I had actually like met in person.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gets to be like a bit much, and I like I'm not saying like I'm super popular, but I've lived a lot of places, so I have a lot of Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, oh, I'm living in this place.
Oh my god,
to do
I'm so
show.
Popular is what you're saying.
I am but I'm trying to be like humble about it, so thanks for calling it's, me out.
Yeah.
But no, I don't mind, like feel free, Facebook friend me, follow me on Twitter, follow my Instagram is filled with dogs and comic books and records. Mm-hmm. So if you're into that.
Yeah, it's like I was trying to show, you remember Michelle or mm-hmm. Michelle from our previous job?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should, whatever. Anyway, she was wanting to see a picture of George, and I did not want to bring up Facebook. And I was like, oh, just let me go to Adam's Instagram. So I was like,
yeah.
You know, going through there. And I was like, dog, record, comic book, I think him and George are still together. Oh, here we are. Found them.
Yeah, there's a picture like three quarters of the way down on Instagram in my feed. So
how was your week?
It was good. It was a little rough, like work. Oh my god, I need a job where I don't have to talk to people, and like generally speaking, I don't talk to the general public. And like my coworkers and my team are pretty good, like I can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't like people. Like if I could have a job where I like listen to records, read comic books, and pet dogs,
you should open up like a doggy daycare then, and
I
then
should.
Have them all listen to the music you like.
Oh my god, Macduff loves Prince and Grace Jones, so we have that in common. The apple didn't fall far from the tree with that child.
That's funny. And then you were having an episode yesterday you couldn't record.
Oh god. Yeah,
after I promised everyone, we're recording.
Well, maybe,
not that they even know
yeah,
what days we
right,
record on
exactly
but.
Well, you know, can't fight Mother Nature. I don't know. Like, so Friday night, we just stayed home and we listened to the records. And then we watched Golden Girls and Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Grubhub from a place that you introduced us to, which was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious again. But then, like, I woke up yesterday morning and, like, I was...
Your butt was, like, not delicious.
No. It was... I can't even. I was telling you earlier, like, it was suggested that I had a show yesterday that I wear an adult diaper on stage. So that was super fun. But I can tell you, so right before, I was fine for the mm-hmm. most part because there was nothing left in my body to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So I got ready and I was in costume. And the costume that I wear, so it's like I'm in disguise in the beginning of the show. So mm-hmm. spoiler alert, if you come see the show, I'm in disguise.
I guess I don't need to come now.
No, you should, because there's another twist.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to tell you. But so I have this like trench coat on over like a suit, and like right before the show started, I was like, like I need to hit the men's room. I need mm-hmm. to take care of some business. And it's not even like,
it's like you're afraid to fart because you know,
exactly. It's right. Like, it's not even like, it's, you question everything,
right?
Like, every movement. And like, and I do a lot, there's like a big fight scene in this where I'm mm-hmm. like rolling around on the ground and like punching people and shit.
Oh my God. You're so like an action person.
It's kind of, but
do you have a stunt double?
I do not. No, oh. Everything you see is real.
Oh,
but no, like, and even, and George had come to see the show before and he was like, maybe you should wear a diaper. I mean, you're like rolling around on the ground. And like, he was in the audience again last night and he was like, I was really nervous.
Does he get in for free? Does he have to pay?
No, he pays. He usually pays. Like, even if I have comp tickets, he'll offer to pay.
Well, I guess that's good. It supports the arts.
He likes to support the arts. Yes. Which is nice. But so like right before I went on, like the shit was going to hit the fan, like probably literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like ran off, like took off my costume, took care of business, put it back on, and then went on stage, did my first scene. And then there's like this dramatic reveal where I like take off the trench coat and like my like disguise or whatever. And I was like, ooh, I'm not wearing my suit jacket that has like props that I need in it. And yeah, and I was like completely surprised, and like I felt like naked even though I wasn't uh-huh. naked. I was like, and so like the whole like first half of the show is like me acting and like, you know, doing my job, but also like in the back of my mind, like, when am I gonna leave? I need to go get the suit jacket. Anyway, that was a long
it's
story,
too bad they
sorry.
Just couldn't like send in another cast member just to like lay it down.
Well, like,
or something.
I'm
like
on
that.
Goddamn stage like for 90 minutes straight, like the uh-huh. whole fucking show. And at one point I tell somebody to like go off stage and get me something, but like it's not like I can't be like, also go to the dressing room and get my fucking coat,
right?
So I just, I at one point I left and then I came back like when I knew I didn't have like a whole lot of lines coming up.
Right.
I made it work.
That's cool.
I'm a professional.
That sounds
I'm
amazing
sorry.
You're so good. You can't be perfect.
Yeah, well, also, I'm trying not to talk about acting too much.
Oh.
I don't.
Or wait, are we waiting for that on the second show? Or
we're going
to,
yeah, we'll explain why I'm not talking about acting
right.
too much.
No, I don't want you to feel like you can't.
I know. Okay. And like I said, like it's my job. Like right. It's part of what I do. So like when you're like, oh, how was your week? I'm going to fucking talk about it if I'm in a show. Anyway, how was your week, Ricky?
Mine was really, it was a mix. Towards yeah. the end, it was exciting. The beginning week was kind of rough. Mm. Work has been challenging for me lately because of,
I've heard,
personality conflicts, which is really hard to, take care of at a job.
Yes.
Because not everyone gets along, and I'm sure everyone knows this shit, but.
This is true.
But you have to be able to be professional to one another.
You have to be mature.
Right. And so it's kind of gotten a little ridiculous, I think. But I think it's on the mend.
Oh, good.
So then Thursday, I come home. You know, I give... Wait, what was the day Valentine's Day? Was that Wednesday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Excuse me. So I come home Tuesday.
That's okay. You covered me burping because I burped at the same time.
Oh. And I normally don't care about that, but yeah. Whatever. I come home Tuesday. I have this big bouquet of flowers. Aww. I have a card. And I'm like, oh, my God, thank you. And I bought Tony some candy and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, as I'm opening the card, he was like, I have some bad news. And I was like, what? Like almost instant diarrhea. You know, it's just always instant.
Right, right.
Ivy has torn her other ACL in her leg. And a lot of listeners from the last time know that what I went through to go through that surgery. And then a lot of people helped with that mm-hmm. and very appreciative of it. I'm not doing that this time, of course, but it's always dramatic for me because yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that's my baby.
Yeah.
You know? And like this morning when I was in bed, I was just looking at her and petting. I'm like, what am I going to do when you're not here anymore?
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, so dramatic. Like,
right. No, I know.
But, and I was talking to one of my coworkers. I was like, it's funny how humans like we love our animals so much,
mm-hmm.
and then they pass away, and it's like one of the hardest like heartbreaks ever. But then a couple months later, you just set yourself up again and get a new animal, and then it's all over again. And it's like, oh my God, how many times can we do this in our lifetime? Right.
Well, I think the reward outweighs the risk.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's sad, but you're also giving life to animals that may have not had the option.
And you get so much love back.
Right. Always love.
So much
there's never like, you know, you'd be like, bitch, go fuck yourself. And she's like, can I lick you in the face? You know, it's just like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So this coming up Tuesday, we have our consultation for her surgery. Whatever. Like, I don't know who is against me trying not to go to Europe this year.
Oh.
But we'll be fine. And then towards the end of the week, girl Adam.
Yes.
I put on my big girl pants.
Yes.
I went straight to the T-Mobile store and I said, switch my shit up.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to Team Magenta. T-Mobile is on Twitter game.
Yes, like, they are.
They are on it.
They sure are.
And they will retweet a tweet with a curse word in it real quick.
They don't even care.
No. Mm-mm. But you guys, I've been with like AT&T for like 14 years. And basically, Tony and I were using a family plan that was like 30 gigs of data.
Yeah.
Right. And so my work doesn't offer us a Wi-Fi. So we have to rely on data to like use our phones. So we were always like going real close to the 30.
Right.
And it was costing us like $220 a month.
That's some crazy shit.
And I was as soon as I saw AT&T come out with unlimited plan, I was like, fuck yes, finally.
Right.
And then I'm like, no. They didn't even try to one-up anybody. You can't tether from your phone.
No.
It cost $80 per line.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can't use it in other countries. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what, AT&T, I'm so fucking fed up with you taking my money and not giving me the service that I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait, I should say their phone service is really good.
Their phone service is good. AT&T for like a minute.
Right.
For like a minute. Well, AT&T tried to ruin my life.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to rain on my parade.
Mm-hmm.
And I said no.
You said no, ma'am, AT&T.
No, ma'am.
You will not.
Mm-mm. Not for me today.
And I originally had T-Mobile when I lived in Florida. But when AT&T got the iPhone, I switched to AT&T.
That's fair. I had to switch to it. So like when I lived in Southern Illinois.
Because I loved my Sidekick.
That's
love that phone.
Sidekick is of an era.
Right.
Like Sidekick makes me want to listen to Survivor.
Right.
Destiny's Child.
Some TLC.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, so Southern Illinois, I moved from Pittsburgh where I had T-Mobile for like 5 years and I moved to Southern Illinois and like T-Mobile was like, sorry, fam. Like we don't service that. So the only,
we don't do trailer parks.
No. Mm-mm. So I had to get AT&T. And then right after I lived in Southern Illinois, I moved to the UK and I was like, hey, AT&T, I need to put my account like on a freeze. And they were like, OK, that's fine. And then when I arrived in the UK, like a couple weeks in, I found I got an email from AT&T that was like, JK, we didn't actually freeze your account. You owe us for like this month and this month. And I was like, no, like I'm in the UK. And this was before like international 4G shit,
right?
Because this was years ago. And they were like, no, sorry, if you can't call in, we can't freeze your account. And so they just let that shit ride for like 2.5 years while I was in the UK. And yes, so I came home and they were like, you owe us like $6,000. And I was like, for what? For what? Show me one damn phone call I made in those 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I got it documented that I asked you to freeze my account. And like, you just didn't listen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I went right back to T-Mobile.
Right.
And I ain't looked back since.
The services, I mean, it's not, I don't get as much service as I did at work as I did with AT&T.
Right.
But the value of the plan outdoes like the service
right.
at work.
Right. Well, when you signed up for it, like I called T-Mobile up and I was like, yo, like,
I need to get on this train. Mm-hmm.
So.
Did they help you out?
Oh, yeah, they did. Like in 5 minutes. Like they were like, okay. And they were like, just reboot your phone.
So this, this was so easy. I walked out with one slip of paper. Yeah. I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because with AT&T, it's like 10 pieces of paper. And we
would, I am telling you, know. You, like, you will love their customer service is on point.
So I walk in, I say, I walked in and bought a prepaid SIM card because I wanted to see if the service was better in our building.
Yes. That's a good
idea. And I did that and it cost me like $40, right? Mm-hmm. So like 2 hours or something after I bought it, I emailed the manager of the store and I said, yes, the service works. Is there any way that I can come in, open up an account with you guys, and then you guys can refund me the $40? And he was like, well, we really can't do that. And he also didn't charge me the $20 activation fee for that.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I said, okay. But he goes, but what we can do is instead of like refunding the money on your card, we'll just give you a credit on your account.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I can do that. So I went in, did the account. They ported my number. They gave me the $40 mm-hmm. credit. They gave me another $20 credit for the SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a $150 gift card for porting my number from AT&T to T-Mobile.
Good.
So in like 6 weeks, I'll have $150.
That's awesome.
And then Tony is going to switch his phone over to our plan once he pays off his phone with AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to use the $150 that we get from T-Mobile
mm-hmm.
to pay towards his phone and then get him over. Because he only owes like $250 or something on it. So
you might as well.
Because right now, Tony's on a single plan, 3 gigs, and it's like before taxes, it's like $65. And I'm paying $70.
Yeah, yeah.
For unlimited everything. That's, and I can go to 140 countries and use the phone without having to switch some shit over.
That was nice. Like when George and I were in Europe, George used to have Sprint, but we're on a family plan now with T-Mobile.
Aww.
Yay, family. But like, first of all, Sprint service is the fucking worst. It's the goddamn pits. It is so bad.
But I think Sprint and T-Mobile are looking to merge. I read an article about
that would be
it.
Good for Sprint because like... I like T-Mobile sometimes, like in my condo, sometimes it's a little sketch, but also I have Wi-Fi in my condo, so I don't have to use my data.
Right. And then they said for free, they'll send you a thing that it's a Wi-Fi extender right. for your data.
Yes.
So.
But like, so George had Sprint and George like Sprint is relatively inexpensive. But like
they're the cheapest of all plans right now
for pretty much the same amount though, for like a family plan, right. like George could come over to T-Mobile and like get better service. Mm-hmm. So, it was, it just made more sense and we're both very, very happy. And also George had like his tablet was on T-Mobile mm-hmm. already because like T-Mobile gave him like a super good deal, for like his,
I think I read something about getting a free tablet with joining over, but I don't think I took advantage of it. Maybe I should look more into it.
Maybe you should.
I don't need a tablet, but right.
Well, George,
whatever.
George has like a Galaxy tablet and mm-hmm. he likes it. So,
ew.
I know. I know.
As you sit in a room full of Apple shit, right. except for a Samsung phone.
I'm sorry. I just can't get on. Well, no, to be fair, like ever since I was forced to use a MacBook for work, mm-hmm. like I can't do like PC anymore.
Oh,
like
I'm totally. Not very, that's how they get you.
Right. And like, I'm just very bad at it. But I've tried to use iPhones in the past and I can't like, the mentality like is so different than I really love my Samsung phone. This one is old, so it's not going to explode.
Oh, that's
but
mean.
Yeah. Well, I was like about to get that phone,
mm-hmm.
like, Woo! And then everybody's shit started catching on fire, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I remember when I was flying when that article came out where the FC or the flight. What is it? The FAA.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? FAA. Federal Aviation Association or something,
we'll call
whatever
it, that,
it is.
Sure.
They were like, no, ma'am, no Galaxy 7s up on this
leave
plane.
Leave your phone at home.
And like, there were two people that were caught that had one on the plane and didn't tell them, and they were like removed.
Good.
Because it was like a federal crime.
Well, now, what's a shame is like everybody, because I asked a couple of my friends got those phones and they were like, oh my God, they're so good. Like, I love it so much. And I'm like, I don't know if the trade-off of like incinerating my genitals, if I have it in my pocket.
Or killing 300 people on a plane.
Right. Uh-uh. No.
Because you know, if that was the situation, you'd be the person that lived.
Oh, right.
And not only would you go to prison for the rest of your life, but you would have the guilt of killing 299 people.
I don't know how. Well, no, I'd probably feel bad.
unless you're on a flight of 299 Trump supporters.
Oh God.
And then it might be worth the,
that shit.
I shouldn't even say such things.
No,
I take that.
Sometimes
back.
It's not their fault.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was like him and most of his children, I can live like Ivanka and Tiffany can stay.
Ivanka's like treading the water. She's not doing such a good job.
I know. But like you
Tiffany,
can...
poor thing. Is she even part of the family?
Nobody knows who that bitch is.
And then I was watching the View and they were talking about how no one wanted to sit beside her at Fashion Week.
Aww,
everyone was
yeah.
like, no. And Whoopi Goldberg was like, I'll come sit next to you. It's not your fault. Your dad's an asshole.
Good.
You
know? I want them. Like, I used to think Ivanka was like kind of smart, but she made a deal with the devil and her the devil is her father. And it's her daddy.
Or who was, we're at our condo association. They called her the daughter wife. Trump's
it's
daughter
so
wife.
Creepy.
let's see. Oh my God. We talked about 20 minutes about our week. I think that's
damn.
Amazing. Next on the list, you guys, I am going, did I finish the big switch? Yeah, I think I said everything I needed to say about that. And then listener Michael, he also switched over service yesterday, and he's happy as hell.
Yay.
Got all the same deals. He
Welcome.
Had Sprint
well,
in Indiana. Although I think he's in a more populated area of Indiana.
Good.
But still, Sprint.
Well, bless you. Welcome. Michael.
Has Sprint even ever had good service?
Like,
I know they had a good long
Sprint,
distance.
Yeah. Well, didn't Sprint... So, when I was in college, I had briefly had a job that was like trying to hoodwink old ladies into switching their long distance to Sprint. Like essentially was what it, like, I was like, kind of like, I just need you to get
right.
to say yes on this recorded phone
right.
call. And then I get a bonus.
I can do the rest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was soul killing. And this is the only job I just stopped showing up.
You're like, do you like cats? Yes. Oh, so you want Sprint service. Okay.
I like the second time somebody called me a faggot over the phone, I was like, this is not worth it. But they paid
you. Then
you
started talking like this.
No, please.
Do your straight guy voice. Do you have one?
This is my straight guy voice. What are you talking about?
I talk like this because I'm a man.
I'm a man.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I do... When I went to see it, I'm like
this
interjecting all these stories.
This is my straight man voice.
I went to see Kylie when I lived in England, we were like first balcony or something. Like we weren't like super close, but I was super close when I saw her in Houston though. I was in the front goddamn row. It was amazing.
Shit.
I could spit on that bitch. It was fabulous. But when I saw her in Manchester, occasionally like something kind of like frat bro-y comes out of me.
Right.
And so she comes on stage and everybody's like, woo, Kylie. And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. And
where's my beer?
Yeah. And the lady in front of me turns around and was like, excuse me, are you American? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I could tell.
That's hilarious.
Yes. I was telling some other story and I can't remember what it was.
Oh.
I interjected with
but I love it. It was we were talking about T-Mobile. We're talking about our weeks, 20 minutes.
Whatever.
The listeners will let us know. We'll continue if they really want to know. Speaking of like Europe and all that stuff.
Yes.
I'm going on a European trip.
Yay.
This November with Melissa Melinda. I haven't said it in such a long time. Melissa Miranda Miranda. No, whatever. Three M's. she know who she is. We are going to see Hendrik in Europe, but we're also stopping in Paris, Brussels, Amsterdam, Berlinish, because that's where Hendrik lives.
Mm-hmm.
He lives outside in Leipzig or Leipzig, whatever. I don't know the German, whatever. How many
that's
times
fair.
Did I say whatever in one sentence? Did you hear that?
Yes. That was very USA of you.
Right. Oh yeah, that's another thing we have to work on. Besides,
you got to tell people you're Canadian when you're over there.
Yeah. But then you have to talk like Canadian. I can't do that. Only thing I can say is a boot.
A boot. Just say a lot.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, you can just do kind of like a Midwestern-y sort of accent.
I don't
know.
Even have that. I don't. I'm still kind of southern.
We'll work
but
on it.
It's a mix.
I can.
You can give
I
me
can
some
give
voice
some
lessons.
Yes.
Okay. And then we're also going to Prague. So, if any listeners live anywhere close to that and you would like to meet up with us and have lunch or dinner or show us the part of your city that you live in, I know we're going to be going to The Hague. Is that how you say it? Or The Hague? The Hague in the Netherlands. Like, it's near Amsterdam.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
I have a friend that lives there. So, we're going to do like a day trip there.
Okay.
So, if you are in any of those areas and you would like to meet up with myself and Melinda, or Hendrix joining us on the last part of the trip, if you would like to join us and you're not crazy, you're not going to kill us, skin us, throw acid on us, then we would love to be around you.
You could be a little crazy, I guess. Like fun crazy.
Like, yeah, like, woohoo, I'm drunk. Fun crazy, but not woohoo, I'm going to fucking kill you drunk.
Right.
We don't do that. We are going to be there from like November 6th to like November 24th.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a long ass trip.
Y'all going to be tired of each other.
So, I don't know. Melinda and I are pretty alike. We can I think we can do it.
Yeah.
That
you're
going
to be in
means,
enough like weird places though, that like you can like explore things,
right?
You know, and not have to be on each other's ass.
Bitch, get on the other side of the street. I can't stand you right now. No,
sometimes
I would never
have
say that
to
her. I think we'll be okay. I think we're good.
Yeah.
And what was I going to say? Anyway, if you want to meet up, let us know. I'll mention it several times before we go. That also probably means there's not, if that's usually during the time, we usually take a break in December. Mm-hmm. We don't record in December. But since I'm going to be so long in November, I may just take that time and record in December. So
that's fine.
Like a year
yeah.
away. So
we'll figure it out.
Let's see. We have some Facebook updates. We have an iTunes review that I did not read last week. So we're doing that, do you want to? Let's talk about Leslie's fear of balloon popping and canned biscuits. Why I open this up? You want to discuss that?
And I was talking about it on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Which I totally get. And I guess it is a little bit scarier if you see it coming, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. Because I was telling the story about being basically having a pillowcase over my face. And then when I was pledging my fraternity, they would ask you questions, because you have to answer stupid fucking questions about like the history of your fraternity or like what year shit happened or whatever.
Right.
But there was one person in my pledge class, actually my roommate at the time.
Was this a personal assistant roommate /
boyfriend? No. He's much too young for us to have gone to school together.
Oh.
He's still in his 20s.
Oh, he's an asshole.
He's listening right now.
Oh, he is?
I'm sure. Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not an asshole. I really don't mean that.
We love you. We don't.
We just hate that you're in your 20s still.
Yeah. No, he's wonderful. AJ, hello.
Oh,
it's AJ.
Oh, it's AJ.
Yeah, AJ.
Okay.
AJ was my personal assistant.
Oh no, I thought you were talking about the guy that you were in the fraternity with.
Oh, that's what I was talking about. So he, right. When I was in the fraternity, my roommate at the time, like in college,
right,
was terrified of balloons and like was like weeping openly, like it's kind of fucked up. Like if you think about it, that is terrifying. And also, I get a little anxious with the canned biscuit dough, but I also like, I really like scary movies, so I kind of like it a little bit. Like, you know what I mean?
My mom, okay, so with the canned biscuits, what she would do is she would either have me or my sister try to open it, and if it did not pop, she's like, fuck it, I'm gonna make them by hand. I'm not dealing, that's too stressful for me, I can't do it.
That's, well, at least you got some homemade biscuits out of it. That's
yeah,
nice.
But it was funny. My mom would, you could just see her like shaking. She was so afraid. I'm like, nothing's going to happen. But yet it's still kind of scary.
It is a little scary.
And she also had like a tactile like phobia of like touching like the cotton that are in medicine bottles.
Okay.
She would go fucking ballistic. She would be like, where are the tweezers?
You know what I can't
They're never here.
That freaks me out. I feel like I've been going a lot this episode, so I apologize, everyone.
It's okay.
All right. The Morton salt, like the thing that you have to, like the little spout that you have to open.
Like under your fingernail,
I
like trying to lift it.
I don't like it.
You guys, what kind of irrational fears and phobias do you have?
Tell us.
I mean, because that one's pretty funny, but I know what you mean. Lifting it.
I can't even like the hair on my arms is standing up right now.
The cotton ball and the medicine, the popping of biscuits. Like, what kind of crazy phobias that no one should really be scared of, but just can't deal with? Like, another one too is like seeing, like, one time I saw a little kid chewing on aluminum foil and I thought I was gonna like fucking die.
That makes my teeth hurt just thinking about it.
I was like and then you had all these people, like, I don't know, there was a time where these people were putting like fake braces on and they were putting like,
oh really,
yeah, like nylon string and like aluminum foil on their teeth. I'm just thinking, aluminum foil on your teeth? Oh my god. It's like chewing a penny or something. I don't know. I can't. Ooh.
Do people chew on pennies? Is
I don't know. Thing? I don't know. But I'm pretty sure someone has done it before. Ugh. Like kids, little kids. Ugh. So we do have an iTunes review. It's from Valerie Bertinelli. Highly doubt it's from the real one.
I would be really excited though. She can come be on the show.
The show cover art should be all nudes. 5 stars. Okay.
All right.
And then, okay, so I'm going to say this and you tell me what you think it means because I'm not quite sure.
All right.
You made me hate gay men more than Mike Pence's conversion therapist, but I'll continue to listen. Is it an insult? But is it like a backdoor, like,
backhanded insult?
Yeah, backdoor brag, but I meant a backhanded insult. What do you think? And who is this person? I like them.
Well,
do you know who it is?
No, I don't know who it is, but it sounds like something that the aforementioned AJ would say, to be perfectly honest. And
he's sassy.
He would be the kind of person to leave a fucking iTunes review. I think that's fine if you hate me. And I just think it's even better if you hate me and you listen.
Right. It's like you can't get enough, right?
Right. Exactly. Love to hate us.
Don't stop till you get enough.
All right, Michael.
When are we going to start singing? You got to sing. I can't always be the singer. I'm not a singer.
I know.
I'm going to get you to sing.
I probably will at some point.
Let's see here. We have some questions from Joe in Dallas.
Yes.
You know, he sent us a lovely email full of cocks.
He's lots of dick.
He messaged me. He said, I'm so glad you both loved it.
It was fabulous.
Questions. Describe an ex or a former friends with benefits that you would totally date if your boyfriend wasn't alive and why?
Oh, my God. Do you want to go first?
These are questions for you.
They're for me?
Yeah.
Why can't they be for both of us?
They're trying to get to know me. Right. And Joe and I were snapping, you know, because I Snapchat a little bit.
Oh, my God. You're such a preteen.
And we were talking. He was like, and he just snapped and he was like, oh, I kind of get the feeling that Adam might be a little freaky. Like, he has this flag and he waves it high. And I just responded with like, he may be and he may fly his flag high, but I'm not going to speak about his stuff. Mm. And then like the next 10 snaps was like, oh, girl, you have to get him uncomfortable, make him blush, make him say, oh my. And I'm like, I don't think there's a lot that would make you blush.
No, I don't think there is really either, frankly.
So that's the first question.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of exes and friends with benefits that are exes and ex-friends with benefits for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
If, like, George wasn't alive or I never met him, I don't know. And not to put him on the spot because I know he's listening, man, we've talked about him, like, 40 times. But, AJ and I had a very toxic, but we had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would hang out with him again, probably, although we're both very different people now. Also, there used to be a guy who I hate now. No, I don't hate him. No.
You dislike?
Right, kind of. He used to come into the bank when I worked in the bank, and then we ended up. And then he was dating this other guy that liked to get peed on.
Oh, okay.
That I knew, like, separately. And I was like, oh, so you pee on him then? Because I was like, I knew his boyfriend liked to get peed on, but I didn't know they were boyfriends. Anyway. we had like kind of like really hot sex for a while, and like I kind of thought we were dating, but he was like, oh yeah, no, we're not dating, like we just go and hang out and have drinks and have sex, and like, and I was like, all right, cool, well then I'll fuck other people as well,
right?
But he was cute but kind of a douchebag, so maybe him.
Okay.
I don't remember his name.
That's how important. But if you were to see him, yes, you would do it.
Yeah, I might throw that dog a bone.
Length or girth?
Like which?
Like which, I guess one, which one do you prefer? Which one do you think is most important?
Girth.
Okay. What do you love most about your boyfriend? What do you like least about him?
What do I like most? George is just a really good person. Like, I like that he's
super sweet.
He's just got a good heart. That's probably my favorite. Like, this is not super controversial at all. Like, I mean, I like his dick. Like, that's great too. But like, my favorite thing is that he's got a good heart and he's a good person.
Everybody loves George.
Like, yes, he's wonderful.
I don't know anyone that does not like him.
Exactly.
I know,
and I don't, if you know George, you don't know that he doesn't like you because he is such a good person. Right. But trust me, he don't like some people. No.
That sounds like something we may have to take off air.
It's, oh my God, some of my favorite moments of George is when George doesn't like somebody and tells me about it. And I'm like, ooh, I love when you get bitchy.
But then he turns around and he's like, let's have him over for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. My least favorite thing about him is, oh, George.
How nice he is.
Well, yeah. Well, also, and because he's so nice, he's definitely passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm like, stop trying. Like, I know what you're thinking. But no, he's passive aggressive and I call him on it.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Ricky, Brad, Roger.
Oh,
well, first it's awkward because you have two gingers. I mean, that's like weird. You'd probably kill me, right?
Wait. Who's the other ginger?
Well, he's asking you, would you fuck, marry, kill? So
You would be, it would be like me and you. Okay. Right. I was like, I'm pretty, I know Brad and Roger and neither of them are gingery. I would fuck Brad.
Mm-hmm.
I would marry you.
Aww.
Yeah. And I would kill Roger.
Oh. Okay.
Moving on.
Questions. Has Adam seen the provider's magic stick? Does he know the power of his magic stick?
I've heard about it. I haven't seen it.
Tony's a very private person.
Yes.
Like, he would never, he's never a person that would ever show that.
I don't really see any of my friends' dicks ever. Like, I don't really, like, that's not a thing. Like, one of my things, though, is, like, I have, like, FOMO, like, fear of missing out on dicks.
Right.
And like, I've talked about this with my therapist. I just want to see everybody's dick, frankly. Like, I do. Mm-hmm. And like, that's extended. Like, I would look at pretty much anybody's dick. But it just doesn't come up. And I feel like it's not.
I kind of think if it's like, this is my thing. If it's like a friend, like you're like super close friends, that normally doesn't come up.
Right.
Unless it's by accident or someone's oh, girl, look, your friend, you know,
whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But, and then I also noticed that as I've gotten older, like, I see less of my friends' dicks.
Right.
So, I think it's just like, something you grow out of, kind of.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And, like, both of us have been in long-term relationships. Right. And, like, that's kind of the thing. Like, I've seen a lot of my friends' dicks, but, like, they were people that I was, like, sleeping with beforehand. And, like, now I'm not really fucking anybody else. So.
Right. Okay, Leslie on Twitter asked, where in Virginia are you from, Ricky? My son-in-law lives in Fancy Gap, about 100 miles southwest of Roanoke, I think. I know where Fancy Gap is.
Ooh.
It's right near North Carolina.
Is your gap fancy, Ricky?
Always. I hear Reba McEntire singing it. It's so fancy. I lived in a town called Christiansburg, which is a town right next to Blacksburg, Virginia, where the Virginia Tech massacre happened. Ooh. That's the area I'm from. And I used to talk about this all the time, and I was just real country. I didn't even know it until I moved to Florida. And Then when I moved to Florida, you know, my mom said I got too fancy because I started talking like a city person. Ooh. And I lived in a city of like 100,000 people. So, and well, so that's the county, right? So, and then as I've moved to Chicago, I think I've kind of lost more of the country accent. It comes out when I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to talk about last weekend. I went out.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
We'll talk
that.
About that on the next show because we're at 40 fucking minutes.
Okay.
But that's where I'm from. And she said that she loved him, that he's kind of, how did she say it?
Redneck?
I'm pretty sure she said simple, but let's see. Let's see here. Let me get to the Foul Monkeys Twitter. Notifications.
That's another thing about Twitter's. I'm like, I don't know how things are organized. I need to get used to it.
She goes, excellent. I love him dearly, but he's a bit of a hillbilly.
Hillbilly.
Which is, you know, simple.
Yeah.
And then she also wanted to know where you're from. And mm-hmm. I know you say Pittsburgh, but people that live in Schaumburg said they're from Chicago. So
right,
are
that's
you from
fair.
Pittsburgh or are you from a suburb of Pittsburgh?
Technically, I was born in a suburb of Pittsburgh, but like okay. legitimately like 15 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. Like Pittsburgh proper isn't that huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived in Pittsburgh. Okay. But
she says she has family in Pennsylvania. Her in-laws live in Lancaster City near Hershey. And
that's
her
pronounced
husband,
Lancaster.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, I didn't know that either, and I was on a road trip, and I drove through there, and I legit was like, I'm looking for the exit for Lancaster, and they were like, what? And I was like, Lancaster? And they were like, what? And I was like, don't even. Like, you know what I'm saying.
Right. And then she said her and her husband vacation to Lewisburg sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or is that Lewisburg?
I'm not super familiar with Lewisburg. I Pittsburgh is super southwest corner of Pennsylvania. Like it's far away.
That's near West Virginia.
It's like 45 minutes from West Virginia.
Okay.
So it's,
I wonder if it's near Lewisburg, West Virginia. I mean, I guess it's 45 minutes, but I'm, you know,
it's really close to, it's close to like Morgantown kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You mean Morganton?
Morganton. Oh my God. Randomly, when we were talking about Hurricane,
uh-huh.
when I went to the show that day, one of the other actors, like I walked in and they were talking about Hurricane and I was uh-huh. like, how fucking weird is that?
That's really weird. Hurricane, it's like all connected. And then we have a listener that knew Father Dennis. And
that's super, that's like that's, really out of,
that's like
left
you
field.
Were so close. Like it's like, what is it? 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Is that what's called? It's
yes.
like 4 degrees of you.
Yes.
You're better.
I'm better than Bacon.
There's nothing really better than bacon, the food and the act. Well, maybe the actor, yes, but the food.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, so let's go. We're at 42 okay. minutes. That's a long ass show, and then we have another. We have a completely odd subject to talk about on the next show.
Yeah. So.
So
look forward to that, y'all.
This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we're testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
And this is ending testing. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will Fullerton talk to you soon. Next.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there. In-